Brachos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Brachos Bavli, Daf Tev Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tev Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the foot of the page, Pisgah. Pisgah HaKoyu L'Mafreya L'Yatza. The Mishnah taught that if one recited Kriya Shema out of order, he did not fulfill his obligation. Rav Yona Omar, Tana Rav Nachman Bar Ada Rav Yosi Oimeh, Tana Nachman Saba Vahyu Kederch Avyasa Nihu. Rav Yona said that Rav Nachman Bar Ada taught the following bison. Rav Yosi said that Rav Nachman Saba taught it, Vahayu, the word must be in order, like they are in the Torah. Tani Afba Halel of the Kriyas HaMegillah Kain. And the bison says that the same applies even to Halel and to reading of the Megillah. Nicha B'Kriyas HaMegillah, Tichsiv Ba Kichsavam from Bahalila. The Gemara says, well, we understand that reading the Megillah must be in the order, because in the correct order, because the Pasuk says there in Esther, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Kichsavam, as is written. However, what's the source for Halel? Again, Dichsiv, Mimizach Shemesh Anvoyoi, Molol Shem Hashem. The first answer we're suggesting is because there's a Pasuk in Tehillim that says in Perek Kuf Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, from the rising of the sun until its setting, the name of Hashem is praised. And we understand from there that just like the sun rises and sets in order, so must be the praise of Hashem. Ma'at Shema Mina, the Gemara asks, how do you learn from this? Maybe the Pasuk teaches that Hashem is praised the entire day. Amar Avun, Oid Hi Amur Al Seder, Beseisi Sama Mitzrayim, L'Sha'abar. L'Elanu, Hashem, L'Elanu, L'Doyos Halalu. O'Havti Ki Yishma Hashem Eskoili, L'Yemais Mashiach, Isuchak Ba'avoyf L'Yemais Goig Magoig, Keili Ata Vedeka, L'Ased Lavoi. Rav Avun gives an answer that Halal itself is said in order. We first have the Perek that has the words, when Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, which is in the past. Then, Lo'ilanu Hashem Lo'ilanu, not to us Hashem, not to us, is for the generations in exile. Ahavdi Ki Yishma Hashem, which is in Perek Kuftev Zayin Aleph, meaning I wish that Hashem would hear. That's referring to the days of Mashiach. Isu Chag Ba'avoisim is referring to the days of the Goig or Magog war. And then afterwards, Keili Ata Vayedeka, you are my God and I will give thanks to you, is referring to the coming of the future time to come when David himself will say so at Tchiyas HaMeisim. So we see that the Tehillim in Halal is written in chronological order. V'acha b'shem Rishu ben Levi af mi shehiskin et ha'tfilah hazois al ha'seida hiskinu shalosh brachos v'shoinos v'shalosh brachos ha'choinos shfochos ha'mokim v'emsoyos sochon shalbiyos. V'acha, quoting Rishu ben Levi, said that even the one who enacted this tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei enacted it in order. The first three and the last three brachos are praise of Hashem. The middle brachos are needs of his creations, and they're written in a logical order. Chaneinu Deya, Chantanu Deya, Rotza Tshuvaseinu, Retzisa Tshuvaseinu, Slachlanu, Salachtavanu, Goleinu, Galtanu. Give to us a free gift of knowledge, you gave to us knowledge. Accept our tshuva, you accepted our tshuva. Forgive us, you forgave us. Redeem us, you redeemed us. Refei Chalienu, Refisa Chalienu, Baruch Shinaseinu, Birachta Shinaseinu, Kabseinu, Kibadatenu. Then she says, Sidkenu Bamishpat. Sidkaseinu Bamishpat. Heal us sick, you healed us sick. Bless our year, you blessed our year. Gather us, you gathered us. Vindicate us in judgment, you vindicated us in judgment. Hachnea Kameinu, Hachnata Kameinu. And then she'll say, Rachem Asikenu, Rachamta Asikenu. Humble those who rise against us, you humble those who rise against us. Have mercy on our Sadiqim, you had mercy on our Sadiqim. Bnei Zeischa, Mishma Asirasenu, Rodzinu, Vesechei. Build your house, means the Beis HaMikdash. Hear our supplications, they will be pleasing to you inside it. So again, the order here is logical, that it is first the past tense and then the present tense asking for these things. The Gemara asks, Leisucha, and I should say, the Shema Asirasenu, or Bnei Veischa, Shema Asirasenu, Utsenenu, Besecha. The Gemara asks, should it not say, hear our supplications, build your house, and we will be pleasing inside it? Ela Kamad Ishtaye, Kraye, Ken Ishtaye, Masnisa. Rav Yosim El Hakochi, Vesimachtim Beveish Tevilasi. The Gemara answers, it's like the verse speaks, so the Baisa speaks. because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Vav, pasuk Zion, I will bring them to my holy mountain, and I will cause them to rejoice in my house of prayer. Amar b'yomia, mea ve'esem zekeinim, amehem shmoinim, v'kama nevi'im, hiskinu et ha'tfila hazois. The b'yomia says 120 chachamim, including over 80 prophets, enacted this tfila of Shmona Esra. Umar ro'u l'smeich ha'kel ha'kodosh l'choy nadas. Why do they put the bracha of ha'kel ha'kodosh, of the holy God, next to choy nadas, next to asking for wisdom? Hashem v'gdishu es k'dosh ya'akev makzi basrei v'yodu toyei ruach bina. The answer is because there's a pasuk also in Yeshaya, in Perek Chof Tes, pasuk Chof Gimel, that says, and they shall sanctify the Holy One of Yaakov. And then in the following pasuk it says, and those with straying spirit, no understanding. Deya l'tshuva, knowledge is next to tshuva, repentance. Hashmei lev ha'amazeh, v'azanov ha'chved, v'einov ha'sher, v'goymeh, ad ulevavoy yovin v'shov. Because the pasuk says there in Yeshaya in Perek Vav, pasuk Yud, this people's heart is becoming fat, and his ears are becoming heavy, and his eyes are becoming sealed, etc. And in the same pasuk it says, and his heart understands, and he repent. Tshuva l'slicha v'yoshuva l'Hashem yirachameyu v'elekeinu k'yav l'slayach. Tshuva is next to forgiveness, as it says also there in Yeshaya in Perek Nun Hei, pasuk Zayin. And he shall return to Hashem, who shall have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Snicha l'gu'ula, asalich l'chol avanoichi, arif l'chol tachloichi, agoyol, mashchis chayichi. Forgiveness is next to redemption, because of the pasuk in Tehillim, Pe'akuf Gimel, pasuk Gimel, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all of your illnesses, who redeems your life from the pit. V'yayim arif l'choylem katmai, the Gemara asks before healing should be before redemption, because it precedes it in the verse. Amar of Acha meplei ma hiskinu goyal yisol, bracha shvi'is, lamdach hashen yisol, negolim elesh b'shvi'is. Rav Acha answered, why do they enact goyal yisol, the redemption of yisol, the redeemer of yisol, to be the seventh bracha? It teaches that yisol will be redeemed only in the seventh year, the year of Shemitah. Rav Yonah b'shem Rav Acha, she'a malef b'shev Hashem es shivasiyoin, Shira Shvi'is hi la'adicha she'niso nigalim ela b'shvi'is. Rav Yonah, quoting Rav Acha, said that the Perek in Tehillim Kuf Chav Vav, Pasuk Allah, the Pasuk says, Shia Malis, when Hashem returns those that return from Zion, this is the seventh Shira of the 15 Shira Malis, to teach that Yisrael will be redeemed only in the seventh year. Amar b'chia ba'aba b'pnei ma hiskinu reif ha'cholim b'achar shminis, k'neged ha'mila shihi l'shmoyne, Hashem Bisi Haifa Itoi Hachaim. Rav Chiya bar Abba said, why did they enact that Reif HaChoylem, the prayer for the sick, should be the eighth bracha? It's because circumcision is on the eighth day, and it needs to be healed. And we bring from the pasuk in Malachi, Perek Beis, pasuk Hey, my covenant was with him, life. Abba Rech Achsandri, Vipnei Ma Hiskinu Merech Hashonim Bracha Chiyis, Keneged, Koil Hashem Sheva Arazim, Shu Osid Leshabe, Kol Ba'ali Sharim. Alexandri said, why did they enact the blessing Mavar Hashanim, blessing the years, to be the ninth Racha? It's due to the Pasuk, Kol Hashem Sheva Arazim, the Pasuk in Tehillim Choftes, Pasuk He, which is the ninth occurrence of Hashem's name in that Mizmor. The 18 Brachas correspond to the 18 mentionings of Hashem's name in that Mizmor. In the future, Hashem will break all those who bring up the prices of produce, as would Arazim allude to those who cause Razim, which is hunger. Rabbi Levi, b'shem Rav Acha bar Chanina, ma ro'u l'smeich mevorech hashonim l'makabes nitzchei Yisrael. Rabbi Levi, quoting Rav Acha bar Chanina, asked, why did they enact the blessing mevorech hashonim, blessing the year, next to the gathering of the dispersed of Yisrael? Al shem ba'atem har Yisrael anaschem titnu ufrichem tisu l'am Yisrael lama ki kovu lavoi. The answer is because the pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Lamed Vav pasuk Ches, and you, the mountains of Yisrael, will produce your branches, and you will bear your fruit for my people Yisrael, because they are about to come. Why should you bear your fruit now? Because they are about to come. Nifkabsu hagolyos v'adein naase hazedim nechnoim v'sadikim smeichim. When the exiles are gathered and judgment is done, the intentional sinners are humbled and the sadikim rejoice. V'tani ala koil shal minim v'shal rishoyim b'machneh zedim ושל גרים, ושל זקנים, במפתח הצדיקים, ושל דובד בבני ירושלים, אך יהושע בבני איסור, וביקשו את השם על יקיריהם, ואת דובד מלכם. Abaita taught about this, that he includes the heretics and Shaim in Machnia Zedim, he includes converts and Chacham in Miftach HaSadikim, and of David in Bnei Yerushalayim, as we bring from the Pasuk in Hosea, Gimel, Pasuk Hei. Afterwards, the children of Yisrael shall return and seek Hashem their God and David their king. Rabbanon Amri Hain Malka Meshicha en Michaye Hu David Shmei en Midmechaye Hu David Shmei. Rabbanon say, if Melech HaMashiach is alive, his name is David. If he's dead and will be revived, his name is David, David HaMelech himself. Amrav Tanchuma Ana Ames Tama Vayisei Chesed Meshicha LeDavid. Rav Tanchuma gave a source from Tehillim Perek Yudches Pasuk Nun Aleph, and he does kindness for his anointed one, for David. Rav Yishua ben Levi Omar Tzemach Shmai. Rav Yishua ben Levi says his name is Tzemach. Rav Yudim Breid Rav Aivu Omar Menachem Shmai. And Rav Yudim Breid Rav Aivu said his name is Menachem. Amar Chanina Breid Rav Yavo Lai Pligi Chush Bnei Dadein Kuchosh Bnei Dadein Hu Tzemach Hu Menachem. Chanina Breid Rav Yavo said they don't argue, the Gematria calculation of this is the same as that. Menachem and Tzemach both have the Gematria of 138. Rav Yudin Brei de Rav Aivu said, yes, we have a case that occurred in which a Jew was ploughing and his cow cried out. An Aravi, who understood the language of the animals, passed by and heard the scream. He said, Yudi, Yudi, release your cow, release your ploughshare, for the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Gas Zaman Tanayus Amalei Bayudai Bayudai Kator Toirech Kator Kankanech Da Yoled Malka Mashicha. And when the cow cried out a second time, the Arabi said, Yudi, Yudi, tie, means harness your cow, tie your ploughshare, because Melech Mashiach was born. Amalei ma shmei Menachem. Amalei o ma shmei davoy, Amalei chizkiah. Amalei min hein hu, Amalei min birus malka de beis lechem Yehuda. The Yudi asked, what is Mashiach's name? The Arab said, is Menachem. He asked what's his father's name, and he said, it's chizkiah. He asked where he's from, and he said, from birus malka of Beis Lechem Yehuda. Azal Zavin Tore Vezavin Kankanoi Vith Avid Zavin Dvadein Lameinuka Hava Ail Kare Venafka Kare Ad Da'al Lahu Karta Ravein. The Jew sold his cow and ploughshare and became a seller of felt coverings for babies. He went from place to place until he reached the place Kol Neshaya Zavnan V'Imed Menachem Lai Zavna Shama Kolan D'Neshaya Amen Ime D'Menachem Ime D'Menachem Yisei Zuvnun Levoich. All the women came to buy from him, but Menachem's mother did not buy. He heard women saying, mother of Menachem, come to buy for your baby. Amma bai ana mechan kune san ehoin d'Yisrael d'biyomid d'Yisyalid ichruv beis mugdusha. He said, I want to strangle the hate of Yisrael, talking about her own baby, for the day he was born, the beis mugdusha was destroyed. Amalei rachitzei anan d'biraglei chariv v'raglei mitbaini. The Jew said to her, we are sure that it was destroyed in his lifetime, and it will be built in his lifetime. Amalei leis li pritin. The man said, I don't have coins to buy for him. Amalei v'hu ma'ich paslei, isei zuvni le, in leis koimech yoimedein basa yoimen ana'asi. What if he came with, what do I care if you pay now? Come buy for your son. If you don't have money today, I'll come later. V'nasiv basa yoimen al lahi kalta amala. Mau mienuka avid amalei minchata dechimisani asun ruchin velulei v'chatasine min yadai. He came back later to that city and asked her, what's your baby doing? And she said, from the time that you saw me, a wind came and seized him from my hands. Amar bun malon lemoid min aravi azeh v'lei mikum malehu v'alevanoin ba'adir yipol ma'aksiv basrei v'yeitzei chote megeza yishi. Rav Bun said, why must be learned from this aravi that Mashiach was born right after the Chorban? We have a verse that says explicitly in Yeshaya, Perk Yud, Pasuk Lamadalad, and the Lebanon shall fall through a mighty one. And then afterwards in Perk Yudalad Pasuk Yud, it says, and a shoot shall spring forth from the stem of Yishi. אמר ויתנחומה בפני מה הפקינו שמי התפילה בוחר 15 כנגד השם למבול יושב שהוא כולה את הפרונית מלאב על העולם. ויתנחומה said why do they enact the בוחר of שמי התפילה who hears our prayer as the 15th bracha. It corresponds to Hashem Namabul Yashav, the 15th occurrence of Hashem's name in that mizmor which stops punishment from coming to the world, as Yashav means to hold back. Avoida Loidaya Zayveach Toida Yechabdeleini V'sam Derech Erenu B'yesha Elikim. After Avoida, which is the bracha would say, is thanks with Moedim, and that's learned from the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Nun Pasuk Chof Gimel, that one who slaughters a thanksgiving sacrifice honors me, and I'll prepare the way, I will show him the salvation of Hashem. One concludes with Shalom, because all brachos conclude with Shalom. Rav Shimon ben Chalfusa, Einecha kli shemachzik bracha yoisim na Shalom. Rav Shimon Chalfusa said, there's no kli, there's no vessel that contains bracha more than Shalom. What's the source? It's a pasuk. Also there in Tehillim, Perech of Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem gives might to his nation, Hashem shall bless his nation with peace. And the end of our Mishnah taught, Kar v'tar yachzor l'makom shetar. If one recited and erred, he returns to the place where he erred. Tar ben k'sivas ha-rishoyna l'shniya chayza l'k'sivas ha-rishoyna. Is he erred between? Whether he's unsure whether he's up to the first k'siva, means uchsav tam in the first parasha, or the second k'siva uchsav tem, which is in the second parasha, then he returns to the first k'siva. Ta v'niyodeh heichan ta yachzor k'v'tchila l'makom habor lo. If he erred and doesn't know where, he returns to say afresh from the place that is clear to him, he's sure that he's set up to until that point. De'lam v'v'chia v'v'yasa v'v'imi salkun mi'abdun gununi de'v'laza shaman kalei de'v'yechanan im echadis mila amen minachis shamala minei amen v'yechus v'v'laza de'v'zoe sagin. A case occurred with Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Ami, who were going to make a chuppah for Rabbi Elazar. They heard Rabbi Yochanan's voice expounding in the Beis Medrash. They said, if he will teach a new matter, who will descend and hear it to tell us? They said, Rabbi Elazar will descend because he is very zealous. Nachis v'salek amaloin kein am Rabbi Yochanan ka umatza atzmei v'laman chazaka kivein. He descended and returned and told them that Rabbi Yochanan said, if one was reading and found himself at Laman Yubu, which is the pasuk after Uchsavtam in the second parasha, and he's unsure whether he skipped, the chazaka is that he said it properly. Rabbi Allah, quoting Rabbi Acha Rubba, said that if one was praying and found himself in the Shemir Tfilah bracha, and he's unsure whether or not he skipped, the chazaka is that he said it properly. Rabbi Yumya b'shem Rabbi Laza nispala v'lei kiven libay im yodeh shu choyze Rabbi Yemi, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said if one prayed and didn't have intent, if he knows that if he returns to pray again, he will have intent, he can pray again. If not, he should not pray again. All my life, says Rabbi Chiya Rabba, I intended in Tvila only once. I needed to intend, and I thought it in my heart, who comes first in front of the king? Is it Al-Kasaba? He is higher than the Reish Galusa, or is it the Reish Galusa? Shmuel Amar Ana Manis Afuchia, Rabbi Bun Bachia Amar Ana Manis Demusia. Shmuel said, I counted birds. Bun Bachia said, I counted rows of the building. Amar Matanya Ana Machazik Tivo Leroshi Dekad Hava Mati Moedim Hukar Megalmei. But Matanya says, I appreciate my head. When I reach Moedim, it bows by itself, even if I'm distracted and don't think that I should be bowing at that point. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Ha'omanim koirim barosha ilan o barosha nidbach mash'ein rishayim la'soskim b'tfila. Craftsmen may recite Shema on top of a tree or a row of a wall being built, but they may not pray there. The Gemara says, kinim masnisa ha'payalim koirim barosha ilan ha'omanim barosha nidbach. The Gemara says, our Mishnah means that workers may recite on top of a tree and craftsmen on top of a row of a wall being built. Those who ascend a tree to pick fruits are not called craftsmen. Tani Kain, they should say, Payalim koirin b'roish ha'ilan, u'mispalalim b'roish ha'zayis, u'b'roish ha'te'ina, u'v'sha'a kol ha'ilonais, yorid mispalal l'maton, or Balabayis La'olam Yoyed Mistar Lamatam. They have a support from a Baisa. Workers may recite on top of a tree and pray on top of an olive tree or on top of a date tree, but for all other trees he descends and prays below. A Balabayis means the owner on his own tree always descends and prays below. Chacham were lenient only for the workers. Why were they lenient for workers on top of only an olive tree or top of a date tree? Rabbi Abba and Simon said it's because it's a great exertion to descend from them and to ascend again afterwards. Tani hakaseif afapi she masai akseifoi hawizakoye shema avaloi yaschil aloi bishar shu poyek ula bishar shu toyen mifnei she'en lebohim yoshav. The Baisa says one who carries a burden on his shoulder, he may recite Shema, but he may not begin to recite Shema when he unloads or loads, for his heart is not settled, because he's too distracted to have intent. Ben kach, al yispal ad shah sheyifreik. Either way, at the time of unloading or loading, or while carrying it, he may not pray until he unloads. Im haya alav masai shal abbas kavin muta. If there's a burden on him at most 4 kavin, then it's permitted. Am Rav Yonasan, v'hu sheshikil. Rav Yochan says this is only if the weight is divided properly. Mao sheshikil, what does it mean, divided properly? Train chalokin choray v'chad lekamoy. It's on a pole, 2/3 is in the back of him, and 1/3 is in front of him. Tani layhe muhamez be'enav v'koyre. The Baisa says one may not gesture with his eyes and recite. Tani ha'perlim shahayu oisim malocha etzav ala bayis hari elu mevorchim v'ocha rishayna v'koylim al-eshal Yerushalayim v'shal eretz v'choismin v'shal eretz. The Baisa says workers who are working with an employer, they bless the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon and include of Yerushalayim and the land of Eretz Yisrael in one bracha and close the bracha with the land. Avalim hayu oisim imay b'su'udan v'shahayu ala bayis oichal imayim hari elu mevorchim. However, if they were working only for their meal, they did not receive wages, or the employer was eating with them, they bless all 4 brachas. Rav Manan makes an inference, one may not do malacha while making a blessing. If not, what would we say? He should work while blessing and bless all 4 brachas in every case. Quoting Rav Chunah, said, one may stand and pray, and there's a coin in his hand. If it's in front of him, it's forbidden. If it's in the back of him, it's permitted. Rav Yasa hayat seirum, the tosam biyadei. Rav Yasa wrapped his coins and held them in his hand, then he wouldn't be distracted. And regarding the monetary laws of Yitzchak said that proper shmir, guarding coins, is v'tzata ha'kesev v'yadecha, as long as they are in your hand and wrapped up, that is the best way of shmir, of protecting them. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, hayri l'Rabbi Hillel, hasnei kein. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin ruled so for his son-in-law, Rabbi Hillel. Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yassin, b'chad Asa, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Pritin, Asas, Ansa, l'Tzilusa. Rav Chizkiah and Rav Yaakov Ba'ada were sitting in a place, and Rav Yaakov had coins. The time for Tfilah came. V'sha'asen v'yahavon sh'tei l'shamei, Rav Chizkiah kata v'otei l'futei v'sha'aten v'arak. He untied them and gave them to Rabbi Chizkiah's attendant to guard them, and tied his garment to the attendant's garment, lest he flee with the coins. The attendant untied the garments and fled. Amani Amabi Yadcha, Chizkiah said, what did it help you to tie the garments? You should have wrapped them in your hand. Amar Chanina, af mi shahoyu meimav al kaseifoi, hari the koyu shemar and mispal. Chanina said, even one whose water, which is from the mechata, the water used for the paradume, is on his shoulder, he may recite shemar and pray. Rav Chunah amar, kriya shemar utfila in tzichis kavona. Rav Chunah asked, do kriya shemar and tfila not require intent? Surely they do. If so, the water is disqualified due to Hesar Adaf, means he diverted his mind from it. Amo Rabbi Mana, Kashyasa, Kaime Rabbi Pinchas, Apilatema Kriyashma, Eina, should say, Sriche Kavona, Tvila, Eina Sriche Kavona. Rabbi Mana said to Pinchas that even if you will say that Kriyashma doesn't require intent, does Tvila not require intent? Amo Rabbi Yasa Kamase, כי היי דאמר ביעקב באחה בשם רבי יוחנן, הגיעוך סייף מלאכת המים שאין למחבן דבר טבע. Rabbi Yossi answered that I answer like Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha said in the name of Yochanan. It proves that at the end of the malacha with the water, after putting the ashes of Paradumah on it, there's no clear source in the Torah that Hesach Hadas disqualifies. We come now to the next Mishnah. Chosn Pata Mikriyat Shema Laila Rishon Ad Motzei Shabbos Imlay Asa Maisa. Chosn, the bridegroom, is exempt from Shema from the wedding night until Motzei Shabbos if he did not yet have relations. Masa B'Makamliyot She'Nosa B'Kor Laila Rishon. A case occurred where Rabbi Gamliel married and he did recite the first night. Amulai Talmidav Nantena Rabbeinu Shechasen Potter. His Talmidim said, you taught us that a chasen is exempt. Amalehem Eini Shemir Lachem Levata Mimeni Malchus Shemaim Afilu Shar Achas. Rabbi Gamliel said, I do not heed you to be Mevatel myself from accepting the yoke of heaven even for a moment. And the Gemara says, Rabbelazer Ben Antignus B'Shem Rabbelezer Be'Rubyanai Zezemech Shemutel Levol Be'ilat B'Tchil V'Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Antignus, quoting Rabbi Elazar ben Yannai, said that we can infer from here that one may have the first relations with a basula, with a virgin, on Shabbos, even though it breaks the basulim and blood comes out. Amrav Chagai, koimi Rabbi Yossa, tipata v'almona she'ena oise chabua. The Gemara rejects that and says, no, Rabbi Chagai said to Rabbi Yossa, the case is, in the Mishnah, is that she's a widow, and therefore it does not make a wound. Amanei v'hatanin arbor leilos islach l'meima arbor leilos v'almona. Rabbi Yossa said, from the Baisa, a chosn is exempt from Shema until Motzei Shabbos, 4 nights. Can you say that there are 4 nights for a widow? A widow marries on a Thursday night, as the Mishnah says in Masechet Ksubos, rather must be discussing a basula who marries on a Wednesday night. Amr Yaakov Bazavdi, Kashiyasa Koimei Rabbi Yossa, Marbina Levin Shoves Achavis Leachon Menagoigus. Rabbi Yaakov Bazavdi asked Rabbi Yossi, what's the difference between the relations of the basula and breaking a barrel to eat the figs inside? We permit kilkul, destructive actions, for a need on Shabbos. The same thing applies to having relations with the basula. Why do we have to seek a proof from our Mishnah? Amalei umor the basa or the vajra is kavin lasoisa kli. The kan shemiskavin lasoisa peula kimi shemiskavin lasoisa kli. Rabbi Yossi answered that the sefer of the Mishnah of the barrel says that as long as he does not intend to make it a kli. Here he intends to make her a peula. This is like intent to make a kli, so you might have thought that it's forbidden. Rabbi Yossi bar Rav Mashalshi, Makshi ba bena le mefes musa b'shavas. You should ask. Rav Yitzchak ba Rav Mashashi asked the question, what is the difference between this and one who pierces an abscess on Shabbos to let out the pus? It's permitted, and here also it should be permitted. Amalei, umar de basra, I should say, ve'im la sois la pe chayev. V'kan mekeven shu miskaven la soisa v'ula k'mishu miskaven la sois la pe. The answer is the sefer of the Mishnah of the case of the abscess says, if he intends to make an opening, he's liable. Here, since he intends to make her a ruler, it's like intent to make an opening, and therefore you might think it's prohibited. Tani la yivel adam be'ila lechatzchila b'shavas m'leishu oisei chabur v'achir matirim. The advice is, when we not have the first relations on Shabbos because he makes a wound, others permit it. Am Rav Yosef Rebun, tamad achirim l'machtoi hu miskavein me'aleha na'aseh chabur. Rav Yosef Rebun says that the reason for the other opinion is, he intends for his task, which is the relations, he is not interested in a wound or an opening. The wound occurs by itself. That's what we call Doroshena Miskavin. Asi Amar Asa. Asi says it's forbidden to have relations on Shabbos for the first time. Binyamin Gan Zachaya Nafak Umar Bishmei Derav Muta Shma Shmur Ovik Fidalia Omis Eluya Vakari Boch Shonagfai Va'arav Kora Layuna Vesadik Kol Ovin. Binyamin of Ganzach went out and said in the name of Rav, it's permitted. Shmuel was upset with him, for he knew that Rav forbids it. Binyamin died, and Shmuel applied to him the blessing, blessed is Hashem, who struck him before people relied on his teaching. He applies to Rav the pasuk of, in Mishlei, Perek Yubayth, pasuk of Aleph, no wrong shall be caused for the righteous, meaning that no one sinned due to what they heard in the name of Rav. Shmuel Amar Kohahi, Hilchasa Dereshiv, the Pirka, Achraya, the Nida, the Halacha, Avalel Masa. Shmuel said that the entire halacha at the beginning of the last perek of Nida, that if a girl reaches the age to see Nida and she married, for 4 nights any blood she sees during relations we attribute to her basulim, that is la halacha, but we don't follow it in practice. Rabbi Yannai Arak Afilo Mitinikis Shulegir Zman Leroyth Venises. Rabbi Yannai refrained from permitting a second relation even with a girl who did not reach the age to see blood and she married. Even though he was stringent to consider the blood to be dam of Nida, even though the wound didn't heal yet. Phone kami Rabbi Yochanan, mau levor be'ila shnia. They asked Rabbi Yochanan, may one have a second relations with a basula on Shabbos? Amin litlois b'dam hamakeh lehayu levor be'ila shnia hu marir. He says, it's obvious, he doesn't rule to attribute the blood to the wound, just like his Rebbe Rav Yanai, even if we know that it didn't heal, will he permit a second beer? Ma'asichela b'shebo'ula yimei hefzik yimei tahara b'ntayim. The answer is, we need to ask about when she had an interruption in between, for tahara means even if the blood was dam nida, she became tahara. We ask about having the second relations on Shabbos. Ravo, Ami Ravo, Shoshvina de Shimon Ba'aba Havina Shelis Leblaza, Ma'alibo Be'ila Shnia, as you say, B'Shabbos or Charlie. But Ravo said that I was the Shushbin, and I looked after the groom, or the groomsman of Rabbi Shimon Ba'aba. I asked Leblaza, may one have a second act of relations on Shabbos with a Basula? He permitted him. To who Savaka Adad the Shmu, the Shmu Amapil, the Chuk and Nechnasim Ba'aba Shabbos, Afilu Misharis Roiris. Leblaza holds like Shmuel, who said that a tight opening one may enter through it on Shabbos, even if he causes pebble to come off, for he does not intend to do it. And similarly here, he doesn't intend to cause more blood to come out and sperm to come off. Amram Chagag Shushvine Jib Shmuel, Paputke Havina Sheilus Le Yashia Vashara Vine. Rav Chagai said that I was the Shushvin of Rav Shmuel Paputke. I asked Rav Yoshe whether we follow the Mishnah of four nights, or Rav Yisena, who voted and said that he separates after the first relations. He evaded permitting it. She'elef lo v'shmo bar Yitzhak, amalei me'ata eze dam nida eze dam basulim. I asked v'shmo bar Yitzhak, and he said, from now, after the Rabbi Sena voted, there's no difference between dam nida and dam basulim, means after any blood, she's considered a nida. Tani kala asur levesa kol shiva v'asur litol memena koisha brocha divir v'leza. The Vaisa says, from Rabbi Eliezer, that a kala, after the first relation, is forbidden to her husband all 7 days, and will not take from her. From her hand, the kosher bracha means all the trinities of nida apply to her. My timer, Reb Lezer, Yeshish Layet, said dam nida in dam basulim. What's the reason of Reb Lezer? It's impossible to know that a drop of blood of nida didn't leave together with the blood of the basulim.